Mic check, mic check.
My mic sounds good. Check one.
My mic sounds great. Check two.
How do you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel?
I feel great. I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty.
Oh, so pretty and witty and gay.
And I pity anyone who doesn't feel as pretty as me.
Who's that pretty girl in that mirror there? What mirror where? Yo, you want to get your... Pay your bill. pay your bill,
bro. It's like his family trying to reach the gigabytes.
I do.
¿Sabes cómo te deseo?
I do.
Do you know how much I wish?
Yeah.
Wish for you?
Yeah, they think you're like, didn't you? I think you're missing a couple words there, girl.
What do you, what do you deseo for me?
Gary said, do you wish upon a star and shit?
Yeah, tell me what you deseo for me.
I wish upon a star.
You know what's fucked up? Gary had the melody right this time, but he had the words wrong.
It's not I wish.
No, I don't think so.
When you wish upon a star.
Man, Gary got a song right, goddammit. Man, it's gonna be a good pod, bro.
Shut up, bitch!
I don't wanna hear that shit.
No matter who you are.
Yeah, this is the reason people log off after 15 seconds. It's you, Gary.
No, it's you and your fucking song.
I check. What do you mean?
It's they don't you want your person,
they
Gary.
Don't want, they don't want to hear Oye Mi Amor?
No, I love that song.
All right, then. Why don't you just...
Shut up, bitch!
No, it was because...
So who is gay?
Me.
you ever
got him off? Got it.
You ever set your own self up?
Set you up.
You know, like go ahead, man. Introduce.
I know you were like, thought I was gonna call you gay, but then I switched it on you. Call me gay. You know,
well, you hit me with the rock. Shut up, bitch, twice already, and I don't appreciate it.
Well, I can show you.
I'm here today to fight.
You know what's crazy is that actually is disrespectful.
Yeah.
Every time he says it, he uses it for some reason, mm-hmm. it stings a bit. Here it goes.
Stings.
Oh damn! Where was it? I really set you up, and you just failed.
That's how I do it. Anyways, welcome back to your new favorite podcast. You know who it is? The podcast where hot takes and no breaks are strapped the fuck in. I'm Rich, definitely in this bitch. Potter to my left.
Click. Razzy in the building, definitely in the building.
Potter to my right.
Ha 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 ha. Big Mike all up on the mic.
Yeah, and it's
lit in here, huh?
Goddamn right. I don't know how I fumbled that time. I you know what? I practice every morning on pod days.
You do?
I stand in the mirror. I look at my script because I got it written down.
I'm just rich in the mirror.
How'd you get that melody wrong?
Jesus Christ.
Bro.
Coco, you sing it.
I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Oh, yeah.
There's more throw rich in it now.
Yeah, that's what I want.
He wanted you to throw rich in there.
I wanted you to throw yourself in there.
No, my son's gonna
be. See, just like you get him started, he just keeps going. You know what? He can't. I've listened to numerous.
Man in the mirror. Jesus Christ. Oh yeah,
bro, that's not. No, we're not doing the pod like that.
Come on, man.
That was stupid as fuck.
You acting like that?
Jesus Christ.
That's the best part of the song is when, like, at the end when he gets the choir involved.
I wish you would get the quiet involved.
Part two. The quiet.
Shut
place?
Up, bitch.
Thank you.
How'd you feel about The Quiet Place? Speaking of which.
Like
what? The movie?
Yeah. Did you ever watch it?
Tell me we don't have topics by telling me we don't have topics.
No, did you ever watch the film? The motion film. Picture? Did you ever watch the motion picture?
Nah, that's a popcorn movie if I ever seen one.
Okay, what's your favorite guilty pleasure movie?
Ooh.
Like, it doesn't have to be cool or nothing. Just like, you just love it. You can watch it whenever.
See, I don't know why it popped into my head and it's not, but... Cruel Intentions.
It's a wild guilty pleasure of a
Wild movie. Things. Wild Things too.
Yeah, oh,
Naomi Campbell.
Two different movies. Okay, I was trying to.
No, was it Nev Campbell?
Nev wrong. Campbell.
Yeah,
Nev Campbell. Naomi Campbell. She's a black supermodel.
Yeah,
shout not out to in those movies.
Rest
no black people in those
in
movies.
Paradise.
Wait, Naomi Campbell's dead?
No, she's not.
I don't think so, brother.
Who's P. Diddy's?
The wife that died, our ex-wife that died, definitely not her.
That was Kim Porter.
Yeah, that was Kim
Porter. My bad.
Put it. You're
a death on Naomi.
Naomi,
what's your problem?
Call you Dim Porter, not bright ass motherfucker. Wow. Yeah, it was a thinker.
No, it wasn't a thinker. It was respectful.
Okay, so what's your real guilty pleasure movie? Your real one?
Dodgeball. Well, Dodgeball is one of my favorite movies, so I'm just going to go with Dodgeball. If it's if it's ever on Superbad, I'm going with T2, Judgment Day.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Oh, you know what? The Dark Knight.
Those are guilty pleasures?
They're just good movies.
And everybody loses their minds.
No, I like them. I think what Ricardo was saying is more like movies that nobody watches that you watch. Or somebody will tell you, damn, you watched that one? Okay. That's terrible.
I got one.
Okay.
Ready to Rumble.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, shit, with David Arquette?
Yeah. I accept.
Yeah. Because nobody likes that shit. Also, Batman Forever, if we're talking about...
That's my guilty pleasure.
Yeah?
But I had one that wasn't that one. Mine's is a Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
But everybody likes that.
And it's a Tim Burton movie. Okay. So it's good.
Okay.
No, nobody really admits to watching it, though, because you know how he jacked off in the theater?
That's old.
That was Pee-wee's Little Adventure, though, you know what I mean?
That's old news. He came back with a vengeance and
shot him blow.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah. Jinx, you owe me a blowjob.
Pay up.
Your face doing it was terrible.
My turn.
Okay, go ahead.
Nobody was stopping you, bro.
Go ahead.
I don't know. You guys got me on the spot.
Probably like Power Rangers Ooze.
Hey, you know what?
Return of the Ooze. Shout out to Ivan Ooze, man.
I think
Ooze. Actually, the beginning of that movie when they're skydiving or sky surfing or whatever the fuck they're doing.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of tight, man.
All those movies are tight.
Batman and Robin do that shit. They rip off fucking Ivan Ooze.
They do.
Is ripped off of Mr. Freeze.
Okay.
Or did Batman
rip off Power Rangers?
Let's go.
Ivan Ooze is Mr. Freeze, and then they do the surfing.
Time to cool down.
Yesterday, not a chance.
Yesterday, I watched the video of...
No way.
I guess what the Tim Burton third Batman would have been.
That was a bad Arnold.
Nah, it was good. I liked it.
Time to cool down.
Yo, hold up.
Are you
cold? How you gonna wait like 50 seconds to diss my fucking Arnold, bro?
I was letting your impression cool down.
That was hot. It was hot.
Okay.
It's hot. That's hot, take... Mike. Remember that?
That's hot.
Paris Hilton?
That's hot.
And Nicole.
Never watched any of those shows.
Nicole Sullivan?
No.
That's from Mad TV, huh?
I don't know. It's
a blonde chick.
Yeah.
Probably right.
When we were at 7-Eleven.
Nicole Richie.
Nicole Richie. Your name's Richie. Hey.
They said the thing.
Same.
Like when they say the title of the movie in the movie.
He said it.
Cruel Intentions. You heard him? Nah, but that is kind of annoying. Like when I was a kid, I used to watch movies and like wait for it.
Yeah.
I was like, I know they're gonna say it. They gotta say it.
On Buffy the Vampire Slayer, telling Ryan Phillippe, "I got cruel intentions."
Wrong movie. Melissa Joan Hart. What was her name?
No, wait, that was what? That is the right
Sarah
movie.
Sarah Michelle Gellar was in that movie.
Yeah, I just had forgot her actual name.
No, I got you.
Shout out to Sarah Michelle Gellar.
She was in my mayo pocket.
Okay. Your mayo pocket?
What is that?
First of all, y'all don't
got a mayo pocket?
I don't know what it is.
Pocket is a little like five white girls you got on the side that you like. Little list.
Okay, who's your mayo pocket?
I got Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Melissa Joan Hart.
No,
Sabrina the Teenage Witch, right?
Yeah. Nah. Jennifer Love, huge tits.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Love, huge tits.
Yeah, I got Kimberly.
That's some scary movie.
I got Kimberly from the Power Rangers.
Okay. Amy Jo Johnson.
Yeah, Amy Jo. Amy Jo.
Amy
all the
Jo
time.
Johnson.
I used to watch Suzy
She's
Q.
a gorilla.
I used
Amy.
She's a gorilla in the fucking zoo.
What was a big gorilla name, though? It was Mighty Joe Johnson, right?
Mighty Joe Young.
Mighty Joe Young.
No, no, that was her dad.
Yo, Mighty Joe Young was dope.
Mighty Joe Johnson.
Amy Joe Johnson. That's my dad, Mighty Joe Johnson. He's also the god of the sea.
Yeah, I think that's three. I got a couple more that I would probably see, but I have my little mayo pocket, man.
Mighty Joe Johnson is a fucking fire porn name.
Also, now my new porn name. So there's that. No erases. No take backs.
Y'all don't got a. Well, y'all didn't know what a mayo pocket was.
I got one.
Ow.
No, mayo pockets from back in the day.
Oh, okay.
What's your childhood
Gary's
mayo
so
pocket?
Pussy now that he's
Tiffany
married.
Amber
Thiessen. Let's go.
That's from Saved by the Bell.
Topanga is also in my mayo pocket.
Yeah, Danielle Fisher. Yeah. Or is it Fischel? Danielle Fischel.
It's Fischer.
And who's the bitch? Who's the bitch that was in Full House?
I know all the sister. Names.
Danny Tanner.
Oh, she's my
DJ.
She's Danny also Tanner.
That's
the dad.
That's Cameron.
No, that's the best friend, isn't it? No, I'm talking about this older sister.
Yeah, that's DJ Tanner.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
She's
no,
in my mayo pocket.
What's her real name?
Oh, I don't know.
It's Cameron something or something.
I've never
Cameron.
Seen her in anything else.
Keep talking.
No, but did you see when they brought back Fuller House? Stephanie had them the chichones on her.
Yeah.
And they would always focus on it every episode.
Never seen it.
Watch it. You'll see.
That was
tons of Stephanie cleavage, man.
That was Bob Saget's doing. Let's get him on the cleaves.
Let's get him on the cleaves, man.
Candace Cameron Burrs, DJ Tanner.
The only other movie I think I've seen her in is where she was in. What's homeboy from the Wonder Years?
What?
Corey Feldman.
Corey's older brother.
Corey's older brother?
Yeah, because they're brothers.
Oh, yeah. They're happy in the singing and they're colored.
Yeah.
In living color.
Well, whatever his name was is. Oh, Savage. Ben Savage.
Oh, you're talking about Corey?
Oh, Fred
Corey.
Savage.
Fred Savage.
Yeah, Ben Savage is
love
Corey.
That guy.
Fred Savage.
So in that movie, he was a savage because he was beating DJ
Little
Tanner.
Little Monsters?
Okay.
No.
Okay. He was in Little Monsters.
Yeah,
too.
I remember Little
Howie
Monsters.
Howie Mandel.
He was also in The Princess Bride. He gets the story read to him.
He does he?
Yeah. You don't like The Princess Bride?
He was also in...
So when I watched that show, This Is Us, and the big thing about This Is Us is Princess Bride movie. Uh-huh. And I was like... This is a big thing. I've never known about Princess Bride.
He's also in the Deadpool PG-13 version of Deadpool 2.
Oh, is he?
There's a PG-13 version?
It came out like Christmas time.
Look, he throws a lot of shade, but like he watches PG-13 movies. Yep. This Is Us.
His mayo pocket stacked.
Nah, my mayo pocket, all right, you know who it is? It got two redheads. It got an old chick who's engaged to Borat or married to Borat. What's her name? She's a ginger.
You're talking about a present, a new mayo pocket. Okay.
Yeah, you're talking about the girl from, or the woman, the actress.
From Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, yeah, we probably got the same redheads in mayo
her?
Pocket.
Amy Adams.
Yeah. Amy Adams.
Oh, Amy Adams is in there too?
They're the same person.
Jessica Chastain.
No. And then old girl from Noelle.
Sorry. Well, hang your fruit. Huh? From where?
Oh, skinny girl from Noelle.
From
everything else. From Pitch Perfect.
That's my mayo pocket queen.
She sings Hey Ma in Observe and Report.
Yeah, man.
Whatever that movie.
That's number four.
I love her friend.
End of Watch, not Observe and Report.
Man, how do I not know her name? That's my little cutie pie, man.
Same actor.
A little cutie patootie.
I know I got a five somewhere.
Anyway.
Oh, chick from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Did you say Observe and Report?
Yeah. Look at that. But homeboy is still in that movie too.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he is. He's in End of Watch and
End of Watch is the movie, sicko. He is.
Yeah.
He's a gangster or some shit, right?
Yeah, no, he's a security guard. Like just like Seth Rogen.
Oh.
But he's
got
the little Jerry curl.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. you're right. Anna fucking Kendrick, bro.
Yeah, Anna Kendrick.
Kendrick is in my new mayo pocket.
Yeah, Anna Kendrick. Yeah.
Anna Kendrick, Jessica Chastain.
She killed it on that song with Big Sean.
You are gay.
All right. Amy Adams, and I don't know who else, but yeah.
Yeah, now I'm trying to think who. I think, of course, Tiffany Amber Thiessen, Topanga. I'm stealing yours.
Yeah.
Amy Jo Young.
A lot of people.
You know what's a sleeper?
Yeah.
What's her name?
I still said it wrong.
Yeah. Kelly Bundy.
Ooh, that's not a sleeper. She had her moment.
She's also like a whore in the show.
Yeah.
So but we didn't care.
Nobody cared. That's what I'm saying. There's always a shot.
Every time that she would come on screen, it would just be like, woo!
Yeah! Woo! Woo! Yeah, and she was like 15 in the show, mm-hmm. and it had all the audience members being fucking pedophiles.
And what were we, like 11?
Nah, we were younger than that.
But yeah. I'm saying the people in the audience who were cheering, for sure. Live audience, were like, woo! Let me see those tits, Kelly.
I'm going Nicole Sullivan from Mad TV. Damn.
I gotta see that.
She's somebody's voice in like Family Guy. I feel like I've heard.
Oh, Peter.
Wait, you're not talking about fucking
not Borstein.
She's blind.
Not Miss Swan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Nicole Sullivan's cool.
Yeah.
You like that, Mike?
I don't like it. She cool though.
Yeah, you like that?
No.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, Woody.
Oh, she came out with bikinis. She not bad in bikini.
Oh snap! Yeah.
She all right in bikini.
Oh.
Oh yo, Donna from that '70s show.
Oh yeah, that's another ginger.
She was in the rotation of the Mayo podcast.
I would have been like, give me a coochie.
The rotation is nuts. Like
I'm a nasty motherfucker.
Speaking of hot white chicks, when we were the white chicks, Marlon and Sean, those are in my mail bucket. Britney Spears is just filed.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Baby,
I saw some of it. I don't have the details.
All right. Yeah. So don't step over my no. She's accusing Wembanyama's security.
Say it again.
Wembanyama?
Wembanyama.
Yeah, Wembanyama.
It's a fun name to say.
Yeah.
Woo!
Is that actually how you say his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
I forget what his first name is. Let's call him Andrew Wembanyama.
Wembanyama did.
Yeah.
Woo!
Hey, yo. So, no, I got one. That's why he's laughing. I got one. So, we were at 7-Eleven, right? I was making a hot dog.
Yeah.
And I think I said something. I forgot what I said. It has something about something tasted or some shit. And then Ricardo goes, what did you say, man?
It's what your mama said.
Yeah. It was like a that's what she said, but I'm my mama. And I wasn't mad. But, like, he thought I got mad. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, I had to remix that.
Remix.
Just to kind of get my mind off being mad. I was like, bro, I'm not mad. But the fact that you, like, quickly tried to clean up your fucking threat against my mom.
Offered to buy you 2 for $3.
No, 100%.
And Reese's.
He's had a hot dog. Hey, you want to.
Yo, this is on me.
Yeah. No lie. He was like, you going to put chili and cheese on that? I got you.
I did ask if he was going to put, you going to put chili and cheese on
that? Is it not free anymore?
It is. But he was desperately trying to change my mind off of him saying, that's what your mama said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot, man. I forgot.
If you had $5, can you get anything for $5?
Nowadays, I'm sure.
Let's say you can't
even get foot long no more.
You have $10. You haven't eaten all day. What are you buying? You have to spend all $10 at 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven? Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
What you buying?
Ooh.
Should we go back down to $5? Or you
give me a whole pizza because I think that's $6.
Okay. A whole pizza, $6?
Yeah.
You should know. Okay. Oh, pizza eating motherfucker.
That's cardboard, for sure.
I'm carved up.
I'm carved up. A soda, that's like $2, right?
Uh-huh.
And like a bag of chips.
You got like 10 cents left. You get your mail packet.
Yo, can I put chili cheese on this?
Chili cheese, yeah.
Can I put chili cheese on my pizza? Fire, actually.
$5. You can still get one of them big gulp cups.
Uh-huh.
You could probably get a bag of chips.
Oh, in case you got to pee?
No, a bag of chips is expensive.
Yeah, bags of chips.
What's your problem, B?
Yo, the big bag of chips, it'd be like $5.99, $6.
It's expensive.
Yeah,
like
yo, mine.
It is.
It's like a
big bag.
No, I'm talking about the.
I'm as shocked as you are.
Even the medium is like $3.29 or $2 something. You can't use the $5 on those.
Yeah.
You got to use the $5 on
those. Stop eating chips.
It used to be $1 for a bag of chips.
Bro, I was talking to the homie like, it used to be 50 cents for them motherfucking little small bags.
25
cents. No, 25 cents. Yeah. Bro.
I don't even think you could buy anything with change anymore.
Oh, no. I don't know.
I mean, I think I've said this story on the pod when I found a penny I gave it to the ice cream truck driver.
Threw shit back at your face.
he laughed at me. He scoffed at me. But he gave me a sour punch. He gave me one sour punch. He's like, here. And
I'm like, you fucker.
Yeah, I just found it. I just found this penny.
This is a free sour punch, bitch.
Yeah.
No, but some people even look at you funny when you try to pay with cash.
Yeah. Yeah. Fool, during the pandemic, you can't pay with cash anywhere.
Try to pay with this dick.
Yeah. Could you?
I mean, if it's a... I don't know how much is it. Depends on the price. Is it on sale?
But almost everywhere now, they... They don't accept cash that much anymore.
Yeah. They try they still accept it. Now they accept
it. They do, but they try to stay more with technology with it.
I don't even pull out my wallet no more. I just pay everything on my phone.
Yeah, you do.
Or my watch. Yeah.
I feel inconvenienced when I have to go back to my car to grab my wallet.
Yeah. Well, usually everyone has Apple Pay.
I don't do that shit like they do. Are they doing it in China already where like they just scan your palm?
Mm-hmm.
Boop. Pay with shit with your hand.
Oh, really? They do that shit already?
Yeah. Boop. Well, they all Chinese.
Fuck. You know how they is, Chineses.
I mean, for that, the way that government goes, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Today, we wouldn't allow that. We would fucking hate that.
We always say that, and then we still let it happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come with the palm scanning shit, we're all gonna be like, "Hey, it's kind of tight though." Boop.
I think that's majorly invasive though. I think they would give us the choice.
Well, they have those stores now already. Those Amazon stores.
I saw a post like somebody like alone? They went. It wasn't even the Amazon. It was just. Grocery chain that they had a little monitor on the where you usually put like the bread or whatever, and they were look at them. Dog, I'm used to it.
No, because you said bread, and that's how I just pointed.
Okay. I thought you was talking about his like straight to the phone.
Pure fiction.
No, that's good. That's he should be straight on.
No, I get it. I love him for it. Yeah. But people were just like anything you put in there, mm-hmm. it would pop up on the monitor on your cart.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't have to, you don't, all you do is pay on the little monitor. And of course, maybe you bag it yourself. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like maybe because we're just so populated that our economy will be the last to get that.
Yeah, am I wrong for being mad that they don't bag shit anymore?
No, they don't even double bag shit anymore. Fuckers. Remember double bagging?
Yo, double bag that shit just in case.
Remember when you didn't have to pay for no fucking bag?
No, but no. So now the person who's ringing you up, because I go to the grocery store and I'm buying like $300 worth of groceries.
I just complained about that today.
You did?
Yeah.
And nobody.
That's a lot of money on the groceries. So expensive, man.
I mean, you gotta buy your Dino Nugs.
If I only get the 2-pound bag.
And your.
And all my sauces.
All your breads.
He spent $300 on like two fucking boxes of Dino Nuggets and three loaves.
Don't say loaves again.
That's the amount I should have gave you when you were at 7-Eleven. Because all his groceries come from 7-Eleven.
You get three loaves.
Hey, come on, don't do him like that. Nah. That's foul. Don't let him talk to you like that. You say you a 7-Eleven shopper.
I go to Ralph's.
And that's no hate on people.
Actually,
that
I go to Pavilions, which is a notch above Ralph's.
There you go. It is.
Sharp my dick.
That's actually his realm, too.
Yeah, no,
if he could.
I mean, I go to Rouse or La Vallarta or broke? Albertsons if it's because it's convenient.
Is always. La Vallarta considered broke boy shit though?
Hell no.
Yeah, La Vallarta is not hell broke boy anymore. No. It used to be, but not anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking
about. La Vallarta
about.
Was up there with Food for Less, but they got expensive.
Hell no, La Vallarta has way
better. Bring back Food for Less.
Produce
I love Food for Less.
Than Food for Less.
Food for Less was cool.
I love
but
me some Food for Less. Bring that shit back in my neighborhood. They tore that shit down.
Oh, that's like Costco's cousin.
No. They had the shit for the low, and they had the good stuff, too, mm-hmm. for cheap. I used to go in there, and I could walk out $70. My fridge was filled with 2 weeks.
What's that food? Is that a Target now, or what is that now?
Yeah. It's just, no, right now it's just an empty space.
Yeah, across the street is Target.
Okay.
Kiss my so what?
I'm so anyway, shit. You spend $300 at growth. You were talking about.
Yeah, so yeah. When you go, I spend that much money. I'm not trying to ring it all up, because there's no room there for the self-ring-up. So I go to the teller, but that teller sometimes
check
there's
stand.
Yeah the check stand there's nobody to bag, so they want to bag for you. But I always say no, I'll bag you ring everything just because I'm trying to get out of there.
Yeah.
But then you got to stop and go swipe your card or whatever or tap your phone, and you got to go back to bagging. Mm-hmm. Nah, we need a bag boy. Bring bag boys back.
No, my Ralph's has some baggers sometimes. It's just that
they're not always, bring back the baggers.
They're not always available.
Bunch of baggers.
Yeah. They're understaffed.
Yeah.
But does yours have things locked up?
I'm locked up.
I'm locked up. Nah, I'm going to need a whole bunch of baggers next time I go to the market.
You got a whole family, bro. I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Bag me up.
Yeah.
Double bag it, actually. Yeah.
Throw away the key.
I ain't afraid to fuck nobody with that.
Bag all my limbs.
No, but you know what? They thought those reusable bags were going to like change the game. Mm-hmm. And then we just ended up always buying the bags. Yeah, always using them.
I have so many bags.
Yeah.
It's the same shit. They're just thicker now.
Two big stacks.
Have you ever.
Did you snort?
With me?
I thought I heard a snort.
I got
apnea.
I got the apps. Now, have you ever actually taken bags to grocery? Any of you guys?
I've never taken them back. Never, ever, ever.
So I carry them in my car, but sometimes I forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad would.
In the beginning, I had them in my trunk, but I would never remember to get them out. So they would just, I would have a collection in my trunk.
Well, when you buy the actual like fancy ones, you remember. But if you just get the little 10 cent ones, you don't remember that shit.
Mm-hmm. Point is, just give us bags back for free.
Bring back baggers.
Bring back bag boys.
Yeah.
Well, I think they do that.
Bag girls too.
Yeah. Bring back bag people.
Because girls is baggers too. Hey.
All my baggers.
Yeah, we're not just all boil arrays over here.
Fucking yes. Boil arrays. Yo.
That shit was a late bloomer.
Yeah, you'll get it later.
I did.
Yo.
Sorry about that.
Way to make that funnier, bro.
Back to Britney Spears.
Yeah, that was a beautiful tangent, though. I take it.
Holy shit.
I wasn't mad. I usually get
bothered. I forgot we were talking about that crazy bitch.
Oh,
so,
man.
She got elbowed by your mama.
Yeah.
So you have the details.
Wembanyama security got elbowed by Wembanyama security. But I mean, you're in the club. She tapped him. They don't know who you are at that. Like, you know, it's
babe,
dark.
Babe.
Yeah. You're not wearing your red jumpsuit. I'm sure you're probably naked. She's always naked now.
She got hit. You can't just step up to him like that. Yeah. How was I supposed to know?
She went like that. That little move, you remember?
Okay, go.
Justin.
I was just trying to think about something with toxic, but it just wouldn't make any sense.
She had the snake around her neck.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, she wanted the snake around her neck. Hey now. Ho now.
She is a ho now. Yeah. Right?
She wanted that one being out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, did she really get elbowed or not?
She filed a police report, so I don't know. Vegas is nuts.
But why they elbowed her? Because she wanted to take a picture with them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, you're too close, man. You're too close.
Yeah.
It's crazy how like irrelevant she kind of is in the grand scheme of it all. Because like security didn't even know that it was Britney Spears.
No, but not in Vegas. Because didn't she have a residency?
She does.
Yeah,
or does?
But you can't expect everybody to know who everybody is.
Or probably.
That's just security. Like that security didn't even.
But it's Britney, bitch.
Yeah.
Probably wasn't even on his radar. Yeah. Or probably texted his own. Hey, man, I saw Britney Spears, right? Elbowed that bitch.
Yeah. Hey, Britney.
Yeah.
She nuts, though.
Britney with Pharrell, that album was not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a big Britney fan, but I'm not going to deny Britney's hits.
Yeah.
She had hits.
Yeah.
People get on Justin Timberlake for being a culture vulture, but the songs were bops.
She stole Justin's move. That's what Justin did at first, too. He had...
Wasn't it her who did it first?
Was it? When did that Slave for You album come out?
That was like 2003 or something like that. It was 2002.
Okay, so when did Justify come out? Like 2001? Shark my dirk.
Did it?
No, thank you.
2002? Shark my dirk.
Yeah.
Who knows? Keep talking.
He keeps inviting me to his nuts.
He likes
those,
it.
And those Justified beats, also, fun fact, were originally intended for Michael Jackson.
Oh, were they? I didn't know that.
A lot of them were intended for Michael Jackson, and then they went to Justin Timberlake. Mm.
There was a video I saw earlier that Pharrell's fronting was originally for Prince.
Oh.
Yeah. He said it on the Drink Champs, Dollar in a Bucket.
No, but didn't Prince just produce all of his own music? So
But that's what... So Pharrell was saying he was trying to work with Prince for the longest, and one of the songs that was for Prince was Frontin'.
Oh.
But didn't get that. Can you imagine, though? Frontin'?
I was just frontin'.
How would that be?
The lyrics wouldn't
not be... Not like that. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that.
Like that.
I was just frontin'. Every time your name was brought up, I would act all nonchalant in front of an audience.
No, like, but why would he do the Jay-Z part?
Yo, Prince rapping?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Sick.
Frontin' like you ain't appealing when you are.
I mean, it kind of would go like that, because I remember like his later music when he was just the artist formerly known as, and he was just a symbol. His albums kind of sounded like he was rapping on some of the songs.
He did rap on some.
Yeah,
of them.
Yeah.
I hate that like early like 90s R&B where they all felt like they had to have some corny rapper at the end of their R&B songs, mm-hmm. or like one of the singers in the group just he started rapping. Terrible shit.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Like, kind of like when B2K had Lil Fizz just... I know you. That's not what era you're talking about, but kind of like that.
Yeah.
So, did the quick research. Suck my dick.
There we go.
I'm a Slave for You was 2001. Uh-huh. Justified was 2002.
Bang.
Dang.
That's a shot in the
face. Bang, bang.
Let's just keep shooting him.
Yeah. let's just keep shooting.
Shoot all four turtles.
That's fucked up. Leave Raph alone.
Rap. Is that your favorite? Yeah. Now we know.
Yeah, don't ever touch rap.
But yeah, man, fuck Britney, I guess.
All right, speaking of crazy, which one of y'all left Coke in the White House?
Not I.
But whose Coke was it?
Whose was it? I don't know this story.
Okay. They found Coke in the White House. Well, they found a white substance like last week, I think it was. And then they
something like that.
And then they decided to run tests on it, and turns out the white substance was cocaine.
But like the White House has, not only does it have staff, it has tourists. Mm-hmm. Like you can't. It's just like one of those things that you know you probably have a like when Razzie sometimes says it's a slow news week.
Razzie sometimes has coke.
Yeah, sometimes you like you know saca la bolsita. You know what I'm saying? No, but there's like a slow news week. The fucking there's probably a slow week over there at the fucking.
It was a snow news week.
It was a snow week. Shout out to
little Hunty Biden was in there hitting that cocaine.
But yeah, like it's just a little bit of coke. Could have been anybody's coke.
Could have been
old coke.
Mm-hmm. I was telling Freako that there was a joke on Twitter of like y'all always getting on him for being Sleepy Joe. All of a sudden he find coke, y'all getting on him because he's trying to bump up.
Yeah, it could have been anybody's coke. Could have been Trump's coke. Trump coke.
Could have been a planted Trump coke.
But yeah, I mean, it's just a little bit of cocaine. Who cares?
Yeah.
I think they're trying to distract us again. They're back to distracting.
Well, I'll go ahead.
Tough and tough acting and acting.
I saw that as a tweet because it said they were talking about Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian. And then it said they're just trying to distract us from Hunter Biden's coke.
Yup. And then what else happened that they're trying to distract us? Oh, the Threads. You log into Threads yet?
No.
That's a Facebook, Instagram, their new site that they decided to unleash on the world, which rivals a Twitter. I think it's like just pettiness, right? Isn't that all it is?
Yeah, I think so.
The Zuck was beefing with
Elon.
I'll
be completely honest. You know more about Threads than I do. I just found out about Threads today. What's up, pimp? This Threads.
This Threads, pimp. So the Zuck and Elon Musk were, you know, when they were talking about they were going to fight?
Yeah.
So they beefing right now. Mm-hmm. So... the Zuck decided to unleash his new app on the world, and it's called Threads. Ooh. And it's essentially a clone of Twitter for the most part.
How sick is technology where at any given moment you could say, oh, you want to do this? And he was just in snap of a finger, whole new app. Boom. Fuck you.
Easy peasy. And yeah, and I guess it's a little easier now because I think it links to your IG account or whatever is in the metaverse. It links to it. You can keep your name and everything.
Damn, I'm gonna.
Everybody looking at. Go ahead.
Well, I'm saying I'm gonna go down. You have one? I don't have a Facebook, so
I'm not gonna do it. I barely downloaded TikTok this year, so I'm good. Barely.
Damn, we're not even friends on TikTok.
I don't think we are.
Damn. Actually, y'all ain't talking.
I don't think we're. I know we're not friends on TikTok.
You guys don't talk.
I don't even use TikTok.
We don't tick or talk.
Dog, stop it, man. The fact that you look at us when you do that shit, too.
You weren't big on the ticking or the talking?
You're still on punishment for being late to Boiler Ray.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah, that's all I
asked. Yeah. No, but, yeah, it's...
Are we too old for that? Are we too old to hop on threads?
We're not. I already got Twitter. I got Instagram. That's enough for me.
Yeah.
So I think it was more of a petty thing.
It was.
Their beef and he's like, let me throw out my fake Twitter app. But Elon then said today that they sent him a cease and desist because I guess I don't know what the reason was, but like they're trying to shut down the app already because. Oh.
And it's not as innovative to say, why do that? It's just like people love new things. Like the clamor that I saw on Twitter, people were rushing to it. I'm like, really, bro? Y'all like new shit so much that y'all just really
new
just,
shit?
I think, what is it? Maybe more words you could put on thread? I don't know. But people just like, oh, you know, Threads is it.
Nah.
They were screenshotting their thread fucking account.
But
this
Threads,
is my first post.
But does Threads have, all right, ladies, this is the big booty thread. Do your thing.
And then you just go through the whole thing.
Yeah, like, do your thing.
Do your thing.
I'm
do
just
your
saying
thing.
That y'all don't know this person, but when my friend sends Threads to me, like, I'm like, bro, I'm on a mission right now. I can't do it, bro.
All right, ladies.
What's his problem?
I don't know. All right, ladies. It's time for that dinner plate thread.
Well, Thanksgiving, that's classics.
No.
I'll break all of my fucking goals that I had. No, I'm actually doing good. It's not as hard as I thought it would be 100 days.
Your dick.
That's definitely harder.
Are you talking about not jacking off?
No, yeah. I do that.
Oh, no porn.
No porn.
But I think it doesn't count.
Yeah, this whole thing doesn't count if you're still beating
me. Yeah, it's still beating me. I don't know. I think it does, though, because it's like...
Ew, like a dry sesh?
I don't now. My frequency is lowered because of the lack of...
I spit on it now.
Hey, yo.
Still spit on
nah,
it.
Nah, pull back in. What's up?
I spit on you.
So what? I still,
he said, so what?
I know, pull back gang, but like,
you
still need
out of
some
decency.
Lubrication.
Let me see it.
And some lotion, something like that.
But yeah, so it's still... It's still wild that you would just do that. So
no, it's not wild, bro. Shit gets weird. Shit gets unnecessary.
Are you trying to unbuild your tolerance? Like, were you starting to get into like weird shit? Like, you had to like see some chick get her head chopped off to bust a nut?
Well, what did it for
me? Snuff films.
A couple of things did it for me, but one of the main things was like I kept looking. Like,
so when you keep looking, Sports Illustrated for, again?
You can't find something to stimulate you. It's a problem.
Oh, you got in the trance. He's like, no.
He started watching porn in the background.
Let's not get into details of my variables.
He started listening to the whole stories and shit.
Started watching that Adam 22.
Of course.
Straight to black.
Stepbrother came back from college. And of course, he has to stay in her room again. Yeah.
I'm putting all my fucking
gets mad at the story
critic
line.
Shit on Twitter.
Yeah. Of course she's in the washing machine.
Terrible acting. How does she get stuck? She has so much room to pull her body out.
Two stars.
Oh, really? You're trapped under the coffee table? Yeah. Come on. It's IKEA.
That's what you got addicted to. It wasn't even the porn. It was just like commenting on the porn.
No. That's funny,
though. Here's the critic. It stinks. Thanks.
I hate it. Yeah. No, yo, honestly, yo, when you start hitting the comments, you got a problem.
Yeah, two thumbs way down.
So you telling me
your butt?
You had
too
times.
Much balls. Way too much balls. Terrible angles.
Leaving this here for other people to see, so you don't have to click play.
And then they comment under you. We're not gonna subscribe to your OnlyFans.
No, but actually, for real, like, you ever seen when they do porn with that terrible angle where it's just balls?
Yeah. Yo, you ever be jerking it and the balls come out? Like, fuck, man.
Come on, I was about to finish.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why I just start with ball porn.
I start with balls.
I get the balls out the way.
I go balls first. I go balls deep.
I just type quick. In ball porn on Pornhub. And
let's get it out the way, guys.
Hopefully there's a girl.
Yo, Gary types in ball porn so he can hit the dislike so it never pops up on his algorithm. Dislike.
Sound like nothing with balls in it.
Yeah.
Then when he logs in again, no balls.
Yeah. Your computer, like, he's not on an incognito tab. It's just going to remember his fucking preferences.
I wonder if there's neutered porn.
You don't go incognito when you
stop.
Go?
What?
Neutered porn. Like if the dude is neutered.
Like no dick?
No balls.
Oh, no balls? Are you looking for neutered porn right now on incognito?
Not a chance.
Why are you gay?
Why are you gay? Why are you gay sound just like Arnold? Yo, that's crazy.
Neutered porn.
Hey, you know what?
Why are you bullying me?
Ain't that trans?
Oh.
What trans?
What, that's your niche? You saw he lit up? Yeah. What, trans? What?
Michelle trans? Transformers?
So, I'm gonna, I'm gonna go out on the ledge today.
I'm gonna
go out on the ledge today.
I'm gonna,
I found out okay. that I may be
gay.
One of my kinks.
Okay.
It might be, is gay it porn? Dick?
That's cool.
Is it trannies?
No. Nothing like that. It's actually
balls.
Something very,
not enough dick. Definitely not enough dick.
Something very, I guess you could say taboo. It's a word for it.
They're just playing the game?
No, it's
naked.
Yo, Mike.
Wait.
But before, are we going to have to edit this?
You might have to, but I don't know. Only because
they have age?
No. Hell, what the fuck are you talking about? Okay, you know what? I'm trying to look for the word. There was a word for it, but it's essentially cuck.
Oh, you like cucking.
So there's a word for it. I found out I was listening to
Cucktails. Oh, woo! Yes.
Yeah, we're going with that one.
Yeah, I
mean, look, I'm sure he's building up better ones, yeah. So I'll take that for now.
It's okay.
But anyway, I was watching Tiger Belly, and Kalila was saying that
put dollar in the bucket.
She gets off on watching people that she loves have sex.
Oh,
so it's not like she's know like. And then the other person that was Margaret Cho was saying, oh, there's a word for that.
Yeah.
But it's not cuck, it's something else. And I was like, you know what? There was a time where that was kind of a kink of mine.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about now. I don't know how I feel about it now because, you know, you feel differently through the years. But, like, I definitely at some point was like, I wouldn't mind seeing that. Not, like, sitting in the fucking corner jerking off. But, like, I kind of want to. I was kind of with that.
Like Tyrone in the Keep It Real House or was that Dave Chappelle
skit? Yeah, it was. It was,
Oh, yeah.
I forget who the actor was, but he was kind of, yeah.
That was Charlie Murphy, wasn't it? He was.
No, yeah. Charlie Murphy was there, but in the next scene, it was the white dude who was beaten off to his girl getting smashed by somebody. Mighty Joe.
No, but he was crying. He didn't like it.
But at first, it was Tyrone. He was on his bed, and all you could see was his eyes. Mike. You would like to see, like, let's say a girl that you dated or whatever.
Compersion is what it's called.
Compersion?
Compersion.
Oh.
That sounds like a...
It says compersion is when you witness... Movie. Compersion is when you witness someone else's joy, and it makes you feel joyful yourself.
Oh, that's like giving head.
Isn't that porn?
So that's why my thing with people, you know, throwing cuck as a negative thing. No, like, all men watch porn.
No, cuck means you
want, we had this conversation.
You want to watch your chick get fucked by somebody else.
I could never. I don't even want to.
That's what cucking is.
For me at some point, I was like, because I was thinking about it, because I'm really
so tired, right?
I don't really think about having kinks. But then when she said it, I was like, yo, at some point, I remember there was one chick, I was like,
they're too heavy.
Okay.
At some point, fuck my girl, man. It's something weird.
But as you get older, you start to think about shit. Well, for me personally, you start to think about shit like, you know, like
cucking more often.
No. About the fact that you're a significant other and you are
I'm cucked up.
After a couple years, shit's gonna get old. And or your significant other or yourself is gonna find somebody attractive.
So you spice it up in some other ways. I don't know if you
could, but I'm just saying somebody, that it's
hey, yo, fuck my girl.
Stop me.
Fuck my girl. Yeah, don't stop. Don't yuck my yums. Yeah. Like
no, yum all day. But
no, but I thought about that. I don't know how I feel about it now because I'm not in love, but when I was cool with that idea.
Maybe not cucking, but what about like swinging?
Are
you down to swing?
Yes.
Cause then you're both in on it, right?
Yeah, I'm down to swing.
So then you can't really be jealous because you're also doing.
That's the thing. I'm not a jealous. See, and then but she also brought up a good point. I would be jealous
if they
did it without me. Like if they did it with like we all did it together, yeah. But if they fucked somebody without me and we had an agreement of the open relationship thing, I'd be jealous then.
Okay, so you'd have to be in the vicinity or agreement. I'm like, or she'd have to tell you, like, yo, I'm
it depends go on what we agreed. Smash but in this conversation, yeah, if she was like, if we agreed open relationship,
yeah,
because I'm getting bored of this, but I love you very much, but it's just that, you know, I'm attracted and you're attracted to other people. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't. We agreed. We had a conversation.
Okay,
but like,
then you head out the door. And you hit him with the.
What's good, ma?
Yeah.
Picking up bitches.
Yeah. The thing about that though is that's when you realize who pulls. Like, do you pull or does your bitch pull?
Yeah. And then, like, I think there's still going to be some jealousy in that. Like,
it is. It always is.
You see your girl getting way more dick than you're getting pussy.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a
dangerous
yeah.
game. That's why I was like, I remember I was like that, but I don't know if my brain, if I'm secure enough now. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if maybe I got
no bitches.
If I got more insecure as the years go, but it hasn't been tested yet, you know?
Like, it's just like you're there on a Friday night. You just went and fucking, you're like too full to go eat or to go out and pool. You're like, you just ate like all these burgers. Mm-hmm. And then you see your girl walking in with some dude and you're like.
It's also way easier no, for
that's
her just, to
that's
get
disrespectful.
Dick.
I'm speaking about something like we had a conversation.
Yeah, but I'm speaking on
oh, him. Oh,
piggy
yeah, yeah.
bopping on
piggy
him.
Bop on
piggy
freezer.
Bop, piggy
bop. Bop, bop,
that's the problem with a situation like that is it's way easier for the girl to get
no, 100%. Dick. You got to be ready for that.
Because all they got to do is walk out and go, who wants to fuck?
Yeah.
And there's going to be some dude that's going to be like me. Yeah. Like, we can't do that shit. We got to,
yeah.
go out there and work for it. We got to hunt for our meals.
Now,
so I got to go stand on the corner.
It would take a lot for me now.
They go, how much?
When I was deep.
They're just going to bring home hookers every night. I'll show you.
Yeah. Hey, yo, it's like you're getting your rocks off at some in yeah. some shape or form.
No, but it's
know?
Like, so
I got
she's
$30.
So, yeah. she's like, keep thinking that she pulls more bitches than me. Like, I was going to bring home a hooker. Every time she has a dude, I got to bring somebody home.
I know where Figueroa is.
It turned into a competition and shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Figueroa.
I know where Western is.
Yeah. Yo, Western popping,
so
bro.
So many on Western.
Western is popping. Yeah. I remember. I remember
I was getting head by a prostitute, right?
Dog.
It's one time on third.
Yeah.
As a single resident of this podcast, I haven't done it, but I'll do it for y'all.
Thanks.
No, but what's funny was I dropped off somebody and I was around your neighborhood on Western.
I was like, thanks.
Give me my money. Yeah.
Here you go.
Thank you, sir. It was on. It was near Western and Beverly, and I was coming onto
Queen
Western.
Normandy and Western,
and it was like three of them. Right, one of them was in the middle of the street, and I was behind the car. So she approached my vehicle, and I had it crack the window crack. She put her fingers in there. She was like, "Hey, baby," you know. She gave me her spiel. I was like, "No,
he
I'm good."
Broke her fingers,
but she was like,
"Stop!"
No. That's what happened. So, like, the light went green. So, but I was polite. I was like, no, thank you. And I started going, and she was like, oh okay. Oh, damn, okay. I fell back because I didn't
her
mean
hands
to do
still
that.
Attached to the window. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, her dumb ass, like, she kept her fucking hands in there because like, I said, juice. No, thank you. And I was like, really, like, oh, this is cute. You out here doing your thing. Keep doing your thing. And she had her hands, and the light was green, and my car was moving. She kept it on. She said, oh, okay, damn. I was like, well, move your fucking hands.
Your car smell like big bites anyway.
Big bites. Yo, don't ever disrespect me like that, bro.
And I know that's a pee cup.
All those long ass sentences.
Your car smell like big bites. And I know that's a pee cup.
All right, pause. Edit. That's the last time we're going to talk about this shit. I'm telling you right now. I got a business, motherfucker. God damn.
Also, I know you farted before you picked me up, you
that's
nasty
fine.
Motherfucker.
That's fine. I'll take that.
Yo, Mike definitely do be farting before he picks up people.
No, I don't. But there was
How
one
do you
time
not? You
I
drive
did.
All day.
Oh, but.
When do you get them off?
We're talking about. Are you saying right before or are you saying between trips?
I don't know.
Just
I'm
waiting on my moment.
I fart between trips, but like, I'm talking about long periods of time. I'm not talking about instantly, like, bye, I got a ride that's a minute away. So,
when I get in your car and it smells like cherry, you rip one and you spray something, huh?
No, I just got the cherry on decky.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Hey now. Do you keep an air freshener in your car?
I keep. One of the little ones.
I always got the trays. I got two trays. Little.
She has no smell anymore. It's been there for like months.
Nah, mine are. I keep up, but I feel like they don't work that well. Like
they last about
because you stink
2 weeks. It lasts longer with the heat. when you put the windows up and let that shit simmer in there, like, it lasts longer. But I, because I do, because of my business, I change them out. Hey, man, it is. Yo, for you to laugh, what the fuck? Hey. Why? What's wrong with you, bro? What kind of laugh was that?
The way you set it up, man, I'm sorry.
It is essentially my business.
I'm having a bad day.
Yeah, goddamn. This nigga, that's a disrespectful laugh, bro. I'm not even mad, but damn. Goddamn.
My lola popped out. I don't want
to. Are we not friends?
Yeah. Tell him that's why his leg hurts.
Yeah. Oh, Shin McGee.
So bad, man.
So how'd this happen?
I was walking in my room in the dark. Mm-hmm. I took a big ass step. I didn't realize I was so close to the bed. It has like a wooden frame, bed frame. Not like you broke, you got your mattress on the floor. Mm-hmm. Fucking peasants. And I just kicked it sticks out a little bit. So I just kicked this shit out of the side. And it's just bruised. So every time I take a step, I feel like my shin is cracked.
Nice.
Your body paid for your future sins.
Yeah.
Bitch ass nigga.
For being mean to you? Like, are you going to be mean to Mike today? Okay.
Take that shins.
Should have turned the lights on, idiot.
Oh, man.
How late was it?
It's like 12:30.
Okay, so it was noon.
It was midnight.
It was afternoon.
Yeah, so the sun was up.
Y'all ever hit your toe drastically to the point where y'all might have fucked it up, like broken it?
Broke it. I'm talking about purple.
But was it like a light, or did you just like...
No, I
didn't even take it in. Didn't even go to the doctor or nothing to let that shit heal incorrectly.
Terrible.
You can't do anything. They're going to tape it together. That's
Yeah.
You're going to have two toes taped together like an idiot.
I thought the many times that I've stubbed it that I had it, broken it, but I hate it because it feels like you did.
Well, that's why you walk in circles now.
Oh, you know, like
they say,
oh, Mr. Roswell ass.
My therapist said, don't beat up Gary this week.
they said, like if you get your pinky toes cut off, like that throws off your balance.
Yeah, dude.
Didn't that happen to Bob Marley? He can't dance. He couldn't dance.
That's what happened to Bob Saget.
The fuck, your mama.
Wow. Nah, but Bob Marley, huh? I didn't know that.
Bob Marley had, I think, a cancer situation. That's why his toe got taken off. But they told him that if they took it off, he couldn't dance. Yeah, they told him if he took it off, he couldn't dance.
Damn. What do you call when they take off your hand or some shit like that? And what do you have?
A stub.
Could this be stub?
So Bob Marley was diagnosed with malignant melanoma under the nail of his big toe. So he had malignant melanoma under his big toe.
No, that's how he died. I feel bad now.
Well, it says it was a symptom of the already existing cancer.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you could die from toe cancer.
Yeah,
no. Yo, toe cancer took me out?
Yeah, it spread. But he didn't want to take it off because he wanted to. But I think that there was in the documentary that said that he had it taken off and he still performed that night and danced.
Mm-hmm. They told me don't worry.
Yeah.
About the thing.
Speaking of which, you guys haven't seen it, but the trailer doesn't look that great, man. I don't know. I think.
Every toe's going to be.
Yo, you almost did it. You almost did it.
I stopped because it was going.
You realize how bad you were.
It was going off the rails.
You realize how bad you were. Yo, I'm glad you caught yourself.
Oh yeah.
So what's up with the trailer? I haven't watched it.
First of all, who's playing Bob? Like Saget. I know him.
Imagine. Yeah.
So it's
Bobby
the,
Lee.
The actor. The actor is from. Bridgerton, but he actually has a name that I'm going to find right now.
Bridgerton.
Enter the internet.
Shout out to who is that? What was
so
that?
It's Kingsley Benadire is his name.
Fuck, okay. You call me?
Kingsley.
Yeah, it's him.
Okay.
He was in Bridgerton, and he's on this new...
Can he sing?
The trailer, it was Marley's voice. I don't know.
They're doing that where they just... He doesn't even do the singing?
Yeah, I don't think so.
That's kind of like why I didn't like the Elton John movie too much.
Oh, they did the Elton voice?
Like the Rocket Man movie? Like, yeah.
I thought he was singing in that one, huh?
Was he singing?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Well, I just didn't like that movie too much. Everybody loved it, but...
Really? I don't think it got that much acclaim.
I liked it.
Yeah?
You saw it? You liked it?
Yeah.
I think I didn't like it because it wasn't like your traditional biopic. Because
he's gay?
No, because I like the Queen one. I like Bohemian Rhapsody.
I see a little silhouette of a kind.
That one was great. I love that one.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, it was Rami, right? Rami Malek?
Rami Malek?
Rami Malek.
Rami Malek?
I still said it wrong.
Rami?
Is it Rami or Rami?
Kansas Cons.
It's like Rami did.
That was actually really funny. Rami Malek did.
I was trying to sip as much water as I could, and I missed that joke, bro. I was like,
trying to kill himself.
It was like Freako busting at the seams when he was as a joke. I was like,
so he almost crashed with the iced coffee.
Yo,
he had a joke.
Yo, so I was, I took an Uber because I was having car service, and there was a guy that got picked up. There was a guy that picked up, and he had a cup full of seeds.
What?
And no during skin, the no ride, sticks? During the ride, he was eating the seeds, and at one point he was, and I was like, I was in the car, like, no,
bitch, are you choking?
Yeah, I'm like, don't do that. I've been there.
Are you choking?
Just eating watermelon seeds. Just...
I'm like, no, nigga, that's 5 to 10.
You can chew those, you fucking pussy.
Or like Gary said, what did you say? Fuck, man, that's fucking one at a time, bro. Yeah. I texted this fool, and I was like, hey, man, I almost chucked in all these peanuts. He's like, well, you're supposed to eat them one at a time, fool.
Yeah. You be doing this, and then...
they all go in the back seat.
Yeah. Damn, son. You tossed them from low ground, like... I'm not trying to...
Damn, no, boy. Like,
your car smell like peanuts anyway.
Oh, man. No, I was like, when I heard him, I was like...
That's why your seat's always cold, bitch.
That trauma came back, bro. I was like, I've been here before, bro.
Yo, any other time where your trauma comes back like that? Like, you're
save
just,
the trauma oh, for well, your mama.
I'm not saying that I'm not just like that, dude, because sometimes, like, you know... So... Do you guys, when you guys drink water, do you guys rinse it in your mouth first, or you just drink it?
Just drink it.
I mean,
so but you're supposed
to shit around in your
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a because you only have enzymes in your mouth to repair your body to let it know you're about to ingest water, not just some random old liquid.
Fucking doctor said you wouldn't
do
that shit.
Hey man, look it up. So anyway,
you swish everything you drink in your mouth?
Well, because when I would just drink it, I would. It'd either be so thirsty or whatever, thirsty. I would almost choke. But now because of the fucking accident, like you said, does trauma come up? Yeah, it does. So I calm myself and I breathe in and then I cough. Because if I just cough with no breath, lungs in, air in my lungs, I'm fucked.
Oh, just switch it around.
So, yeah, no, but it's worked for me now. Now I just like, I prepare my body like you're about to ingest water and it goes down smoother. I don't know if it's a mental thing, but yeah.
Body, please accept the water I'm about to give to you.
I hate that I use that voice, but probably right.
You know what makes me choke is like
dick.
you set dick? Yourself up for that.
Chewing gum.
Yo.
Yeah.
After a while, right?
Yeah. After a while, it's like I don't know if it's the sugar or something. Like
I don't know what it is,
gum,
bro.
But like it kind of goes down the wrong pipe.
Pussy ass throats do you guys have?
Dog, that never happened to you. Well, never. Look, we'll get to you. What makes you choke? Because I'm sure you choke.
Oh, dick eating ass.
Dinosaur.
Booty juice.
Dino nugs.
That means you gay. Why
say
are you gay?
You choked on dino nugs.
You are gay.
Breads you making.
Tater tots.
Why are you fooling me?
All the freezer choking on corn dogs.
You know about all the bootleg nuggets.
First Hot Pocket bite. All burnt and shit.
Nah, I'm not no fucking rookie. You think I'm gonna bite that shit? It's what you do. You bite a corner and you let a little hole get in there. So it cools off. Let a little hole in your Hot Pocket.
You heat up the Hot Pocket in the little pouch.
Yeah. Yo, that's the crisper sleeve. It's what keeps it crispy, fool.
He rolled his eyes.
It's called the crisper sleeve.
Oh, you know the name.
How do you expect it to get crispy?
Hey, man, don't get him started on those pizza rolls.
He's like, what's your Hot Pocket? Go to Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket. Yo, I like to hit him with
broccoli, cheddar, chicken.
Oh, that's fire. That's a lean pocket, too.
Yeah. How you digging your own grave? He said, that's a lean pocket.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Bro,
First of all, bitch, that's a lean pocket. Not even a hot pocket. Know your pockets. No.
There's a mayo pocket and there's a hot pocket.
That's why I know your pockets, bitch.
Mayo pocket.
Pocket game is nuts. Yo. What's your pocket game like?
Know your pockets.
Oh, man.
Know your sleeves.
Can't wear skinny jeans because my knot's too big. No, that's a. I used to fuck them up with the meatball marinara. That was my pocket. Shit. That
shit was they fire. Stopped making those, I think.
I don't think I ever had one of those. Yeah. Maybe I have. Maybe
bro,
I have.
Didn't you? You told us. Weeks ago that you would get home and just go straight to the Hot Pockets.
Oh, yeah, but they were ham and cheese or pepperoni.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay,
the fucking poor ones that they have at Costco. You got to get the fucking Philly cheesesteak ones.
Mm. Yeah, I had those before.
I've had that one. I like those because they taste like onion. I like the taste of onion.
Oh, speaking of onion, I saw Funyuns. Mm-hmm. No, I saw Wavy Lays. And it said that they were, they tasted like Funyuns.
I've seen that.
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen
that. And I was like, shit. Yo, so this is just a undone Funyun.
So did you spend the $6?
I think he didn't say $2.29. He automatically assumed you would go for the big bag with your fucking pocket game.
And let me get these Hot Pockets.
Imagine being in line. Like, it's a long ass line.
Hey, bro. We were talking about 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven used to have like these rollers that were kind of like Hot Pockets.
He gets them sometimes.
No, but they don't have them anymore. They were
they
like
got the rollers.
No, but they don't have the ones I'm talking about anymore. These are like been discontinued because they have the rollers that are like taquitos or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But nah. They have
dog. You were doing good. I was gonna see how long we could do without like noticing him. Like
over there, statue.
Was his face that like funny?
Gary's little thumb was.
Yeah, Gary couldn't help himself. Like he looked right at you. Like
I know what you're talking about, though. They had like pizza flavored ones. Yeah. They had like bacon cheddar ones.
Yeah, also. Those guys. Those are good.
They were called. They weren't taquitos, but they were like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was just thinking about like taking like lunch pail lunch.
Yo, can we put some respect on 7-Eleven's food game? Because I feel like we shit on them a lot, but like the steak and Monterey Jack cheese taquito.
Look, it came in clutch back when my condo days when
you
I was
to go see Habibi.
Yeah, Punjab.
Why say that?
But
what I'm saying.
So I would go to
I do it.
I'll go to 7-Eleven
sandbaggers
after the club. Sometimes there's no food at the house, and then right there, let's just go walk to 7-Eleven.
It's like old ass pizza.
Like, nah, but it would be like a Tuesday, Wednesday night, and you're like, all right, we're playing video games all night. Let's just go to 7-Eleven right now. It's 3 a.m. That's all that's open, and you get the old ass steak and Monterey Jack taquito and bag of chips.
It used to be better when like. You know, the homie there would tell you, like, no, you can't touch that.
Yeah. The cheeseburger bites.
It's been
bites.
There for a while. Don't touch that. I got you.
Oh,
I
make cheeseburger bites with the chili cheese. Ooh. Just throw a little bit of mustard on that bad boy. Ooh.
Cheeseburger bites used to be the fucking... look.
Boy, he's thick!
Exactly. Ooh. It used to be... It was good, but the thing is, like, I can't... It's bad for you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I would like, see it, and I'm like, I gotta not eat that.
Yo, I hate that I reached the age that now I gotta... Give a fuck if it's bad for me or not.
Yeah, exactly.
I had the biggest heartburn on July 4th. So it'd be July 5th because I woke up like...
What you was eating?
4 a.m. So...
Pussy!
Nah, the homie Ness, he made...
yo, disrespectful. What's up with
bro,
you?
Yeah, bro, sorry.
Yeah, nah, that's cool. That wouldn't give me heartburn. That would give a big heart love, I guess it would be.
Heart love! Yo, Sepias.
Give me a heart love.
Oh, Sip Daddy Canis.
Yo, I don't like how Gary's been acting like this isn't a comedy podcast and we can't say whatever the fuck we want.
I mean, to an extent.
But I'm being honest. What the fuck?
I know, and that's great. I respect it completely. But like when Michael's like, what's your milk pocket? He's like, ow, ow. Like, you can think of other white girls. Shut up. But you shouldn't.
He said, you can think about, but shut up.
But don't do it, Gary.
The problem with that joke was going to be I was trying to make it like Dylan, but then it would be Alan.
Alan.
Yeah.
You could have said her whole name or something.
Yeah.
Wait, no, her whole name's
Handry, yeah.
My wife.
Look, we gave you options. There you go.
My wife. sunshine.
We both didn't know what the word, but we just did the hand movement.
Oh, y'all don't like Mary J. Blige?
Okay. No, we did it with you, but we couldn't remember the words.
Anyways, no, but yeah, Gary, it's okay.
No, so
this is Joe.
Listen. So this is what gave me the heartburn. I got hot sausage, right? Mm. And then two jalapeno poppers filled with chorizo. Chorizo and cheese.
Oh, I never had that. Where'd you get them?
I'm telling you, the homie Ness.
La Vallarta?
No. The homie Ness made them.
Hey, what up, Ness? Let me get some of them.
So he made the poppers. Randy grilled the sausages.
Why you didn't invite
the
me to
hot
that?
Links. And because you wouldn't go. You wouldn't have come.
I would have gone. Right. 4th of July?
What you do? What you doing 4th of July?
Waiting for you to text me.
Hold on. Let me tell you about this hot dog. So I ate two of them. Throughout the night, I ate two of them. And then
the same way.
Same way. And because all the food is out, you know, Al made a mac and cheese, baked mac and cheese. That shit was fire. Keto. There was a bunch of food. We're not keto anymore. So it was so much good food. But that, I ate two of those and it gave me heartburn.
Yeah, that'll get
I woke up at like 5 a.m. like, oh, shit. Like, I need water.
Vomit.
I need water.
I've never had heartburn. I don't know what that feels like.
Nah, I had it. It was like,
you know, acid reflux.
Yeah, it was.
No,
I needed water. I needed water. That's what I needed. Like, I was just so thirsty. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh shit. Because when I drink, I get sweaty and shit like that. So,
when you first got heartburn, did you mistake it?
Yeah.
Gonga. When you first got a heartburn, did you mistake it for a heart attack?
No, that's it's totally doesn't feel like different. That.
That's what I'm saying, because I've never
felt.
It's
like in your garganta way.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was mostly in my throat. Pause.
So what is it? Can you explain what it feels like?
Your little homophobic laugh. It's in my throat.
Yeah. I don't know how to explain what it feels like. It feels like it's burning in your throat, kind of like, or this area right here, not down here.
Like, oh,
it's like
okay.
Right in the urtles.
Yeah.
Okay.
My arm wasn't numb or something like that. Yeah. You know, so that's a hard.
No,
because
I've heard about it
right
for
in
so
the
long.
I deserve more.
And I was like, what is it? I've as much bad shit as I've eaten, I've never felt anything like
my
that.
My heart's never been on fire.
Oh, my heart is definitely fighting for its life right now.
Damn. Yo, let me see your left ventricle right now, my G.
Can you find it?
Can I see your right aorta, my G?
You want to fight my pulse? Because I can't.
Let me hear your pulmonary embolism that you're having right now.
Okay,
currently.
Stop. I don't like that one. That one wasn't good at all. That one was...
Sorry. Yeah, so what you do for July 4th?
For the
what did you guys? Because all I did was go to Randy. I went to work 6 a.m. to 2, and I went to party.
Nice.
So these jalapeno poppers, right?
Yeah.
The ones that had chorizo and cheese in them?
Mm-hmm.
Ness made them?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Ness, hit me up, man. Yeah. Let me get some of them jalapeno poppers. I'll come through.
Where'd you go? Where'd you go for July 4th?
It's this place in West Covina,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a field of some sort. Like a base, it's like a stadium, I think.
Okay.
And they have fireworks there, and they have like live entertainment. They had like a Bruno Mars cover band.
Oh,
that was
very
kinda
nice.
They had another cover band who did like a bunch of Prince songs. That was fire too. And they have like a beer garden, and they have a bunch of food vendors and shit. And then at night they have fireworks. Mm. So I just went to that.
You and your family, like
me and the
family.
Me and the fam, we went to that. We hung out. Got some. I got a $10 horchata.
Ooh.
Was not worth $10, but it was still good though.
Why was it 10? Because it was fucking huge.
Oh no, she was a big gulp size. It's just that they overpriced everything. Oh. Got some fire ass cookies though. It was like a fucking walnut oatmeal chocolate chip cookie. It was fire.
How were the fireworks? The
fireworks were fire.
Yeah.
no, I like fireworks still. I don't know why. It's kind of fun to just sit back and.
So every time
I think of the Sandlot when I watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time we go to Randy and Jody's house, they get angry when we leave. So what? It wasn't any different. But Al had to work in the morning.
Started Irish goodbying in them.
Nah, we never do that. We've done it before, but
gotta hit him with Irish goodbye.
Yeah, sometimes. But no, this time I had the excuse because Al's friend had the baby girl. She's like 6 years old. I carried her. We told her act like you're asleep. I was carrying her. And as we were saying bye to everybody.
You know he's going
to
watch this, right? Clip it.
And then...
They lied to you, Randy and Jody.
And then And then so like she's like acting like she's asleep, going like she knew bad the program. Actor.
She's like,
she knew the assignment. She knew the assignment. She acted like she was asleep, and then I walked Al and them to their car, and then I had driven, and then I'm like, you know what, I might just like pop in back in like. Cause it was like 11 p.m.
We back, y'all. You left them in the car. Yeah. You're like, what's up, y'all?
They drove separately.
So you
went back for a nightcap?
No, I would have, but then I'm like, you know what? It's smarter to just leave now. Cause
how Larry be?
Yeah, cause I would have left my truck there. I would have had to go back in the morning to get it. It would have been this whole thing. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna leave. Like,
damn, it's you're just an smarter. Adult now.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Basically. But I was also up since 4 a.m. that day, so, you know.
That's with the chorizo-filled jalapeno poppers.
No, not the day before. Then I woke up at 4 a.m. again because of the heartburn. But, no, man, those things are so...
But is it worth
fire.
It?
Some, it was
sometimes it's worth it. Yo, just hit me with the Pepsi AC or whatever. Hit me with the Pepto.
Oh, but the next day, because, like, chorizo, hot dogs, like hot links like that, they mess with my stomach.
Give
like,
me that chorizo, give me chorizo. Yeah.
Old man pod.
Ooh,
let's go. Does it give you the shits, too?
It don't give me the shits, but I will shit, like, 3-4 times in the morning.
Baby?
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah. I didn't expect that.
You ain't no bitch.
No, but you're notorious for saying
notorious.
That you for saying that you shower after every shit.
Yeah, nah, not that day. Cause see, so in the I'm shitting in the morning
before I go to work. Still shit and shower? First of all,
I do. If I'm gonna
the but shit see, shower like, king.
But see, like that day, I don't go to work.
So you'd be judging Mike when he just goes to shit and comes
actually,
out?
Actually.
What are you talking about?
I say he'd just be judging you when you go to the bathroom and you shit.
I judge everyone.
I said, what are you talking about for him not to repeat it? And this motherfucker repeats it.
No, remember how you just be shitting in Gary's bathroom? And every time you come out, Gary's like, yo, you just not going to shower?
Can't wait.
Oh, dirty ass.
Can't wait till it's your turn, nigga. Keep it up.
Oh, so you just going to keep shitting and not showering? Oh, stinky booty ass. Oh, stinky booty ass, little boy.
Nah, but I will shower if I've already showered. Like
if it's a wet one.
If I have to go somewhere. Like let's say I'm going to the club or something.
Are you afraid that you're just gonna carry shit particles with you?
No, I just feel cleaner.
Wipe your ass better.
No. Well I do. I have baby wipes
I ain't gonna hold you. Gary ran through them baby wipes, bro.
Dog, I fucking
you know, it's one per flush. You're gonna fuck up your septic system.
Who throws baby wipes in the toilet?
You throw your little shitty ass paper in your trash?
No, see, this is what happens.
Oh, tell me.
I'm gonna school you on how to wipe your ass.
Please do.
Because how you wipe your ass is first you use the toilet, you get all the shit out, then you use
what
the
what if
baby
I got a bidet, bitch?
Then use it. What the fuck?
Okay, we're good.
Yeah. Hey, what the fuck are we having this conversation
for? But do you tap it after you're done?
Tap my ass?
Yeah. With the
what are you saying? After you do the second wipe?
After you hit it with the bidet, do you hit it with the pat?
Just oh no, I don't have a bidet. Mm. Well, I have one, but it's not hooked up.
Make a gay in a bidet.
Yeah. Well, do you have a bidet?
No.
Oh, then what the fuck are we doing here?
This is wild. Yo, you okay?
Let's change this conversation because we shouldn't be talking about wiping our asses here.
Well, we're here now.
Old man pod. All right, so we got some more news.
What?
Bum, 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 bum.
Star Wars?
No.
Okay, keep going.
Oh, you stopped me mid bum, bum, bum. I was excited about it. I'm just kidding. I have no news.
All right.
Yo, Jesus Christ.
Peep this.
I got him. You got to keep him going, baby. It's what the people want. It gets them going. Did we talk everything?
We didn't have no topic.
No,
so let's
topics.
Just go. Oh, you know what? I have one topic. Now that I remember. So the other day, I was every time that we're putting away our supplies with our pallets. So we take the boxes off the pallets. We put the supplies away.
This is at work.
I'm bumping music, and this song by Akon came out. Called Don't Matter, and that reminded me of a time when I was broken up with my girl at the time, and then
what's her name?
Don't worry about it. Okay. And yo, I remember I'm like, oh shit, I'm gonna bring this up to the pod, and I already know Richard gonna say, what's her name? Anyways, so Convicted, Akon Convicted, that album.
Yep.
it's like one of my favorite albums because it's like a breakup album to me.
Okay.
And just because that's what it takes me back to 2006, 2007, whatever it
makes
was.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But it was a great time. It was, man, every time you break up your girl, isn't that a great time?
It depends on the breakup.
All right, then. Well, Convicted, it's like you soak, right? And then you're sad, but then the night comes and you're feeling better, like you know when you can go out and
possibly bend you over.
It's not that album. It's not that album.
Gary said I get sad, and he said smack that.
Oh yeah,
when he hits those fucking notes, man, I cry.
Yeah, no.
I'll be crying.
Akon, Convicted. That's my breakup album. Do you guys have a breakup album?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
Urban Legend by T.I.
That's your breakup album.
That's hilarious.
03, huh?
Let me tell you why. Yeah. So me and the old Ball and Chain broke up in was it 03? No, that was that was like 05. No, I don't know. But Urban Legend and this other album, which is gonna be obscure as fuck. Nobody's gonna know what I'm talking about. But it was by a band called Fourth Avenue Jones.
Okay.
And their album was called The Evolution of Hip Rock Soul. Look it up. Give that a quick Goog if you want. Mm-hmm. The leader of the group is, here you go, for the hip hop heads, is Ahmad. I think that's his name, Ahmad.
Rashad?
No. the rapper who did...
Back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Back in the day when I was young, I'm not kidding anymore. Yeah. He was a rapper on that one. He's the lead singer of the group, him and his wife at the time. Mm. And it was called Fourth Avenue Jones. But they had an album called The Evolution of Hip Rock Soul. And that entire album is like a breakup album. And I listened to that a lot when I broke up with the old Ball and Chain.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mine. There you go.
You got one?
I actually have one for you.
I do. I didn't break up with anybody because I wasn't in a relationship. But
what was it?
It was
a Trick Daddy, www.thug.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He said WWF aggression.
Yeah.
It was the Rock's Wyclef.
You saw where he was going, at least.
It was the Rock's album, Wyclef.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. You just get mad at him. Shut up, bitch. Shut up, Rich.
In my head, I push the button.
Shut up.
Why are you gay? I couldn't find it fast enough.
Yeah.
Why are you bullying me?
I forget what year it was, but the album was Alicia Keys' album. With the...
I won't tell.
Oh, yeah. I love that song.
Oh, man.
That's
No. I think. Hey, you know what? I think...
Diary.
No. That's not the first album. It's not off that album. It's...
Diary of Alicia
Keys? That's Tony, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But you know, it was Alicia Keys. It's one of her her albums.
No, not that one.
Even though that was a good one. It was The Element of Freedom.
Oh damn!
It's the same album as Diary.
No. The one where she was dressed like a peacock. Dressed like a peacock on the album cover.
Yeah. Yeah, but Element of Freedom is my
Element of Freedom.
My breakup album, if I have one.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you cried to that shit.
Hey. Yo, real quick. What's a movie that made you, like, fucking ugly cry?
Ugly cry. Yo, the other day, I was crying to the Flamin' Hots movie, but it wasn't no ugly cry.
Hurt?
You still haven't watched that? That's
no, I have not.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
Did you really ugly cry?
No,
you said you didn't ugly cry.
Okay.
I mean, I'm trying to think what movie I actually cried to.
I only have once, and that's why I remember the movie, because I only had one.
I don't really cry to sad shit. I cry more like to some uplifting, like a good story. Or you know what? When somebody's dad like says, good job. And then I'm like, oh, he's proud of him.
We got to talk to your dad?
Nah.
Speaking of which, I just saw that episode of Fresh Prince where his dad doesn't come back.
Why you don't love me no more, Uncle Phil?
And he goes, I went to prom without him. I graduated high school without him.
I went to prom without him. What you need your dad to go to prom for?
You know, that shit?
Drive you in his white van.
When he's like, and he goes, he says all that shit, he goes, how come you don't want me, man? Every time I'm like, I don't know.
So you just put that episode on randomly?
No.
Or are you watching it in conjunction?
So sometimes what I do is I'll
consecutive.
Sometimes what I do is I like to background watch TV. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So like I put on a show that I like. Like I'll put on New Girl or Fresh Prince.
Okay,
or Martin or something like that. And I just let it play. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. I had the Fresh Prince on, and that episode just happened to come on. And of course, it caught my attention.
Every time, though, it gets whoever. It'll get you every
and
time.
I'm like, yeah, Will, you did all that shit without him. And then I did, how come you don't want me, man? Gets me every time I cry.
You don't got an ugly cry, though?
No, I ugly cry every time it happens.
No, well, that's your ugly cry thing?
You don't have one? That's one.
You don't have one.
No, I don't think I'll cry, like, I'll stop myself.
I usually tear up on certain things, but I remember one day, I think it was just a lot of shit going on, but I was watching, no pun intended, but I was watching a movie called One Day with Anne Hathaway. So, spoiler.
And Hathaway, what's your name, yo?
The movie, she falls in love with this dude, and the movie goes throughout years and years of their life together that she's trying to get to him, but she can't. They don't get together. They get together finally at the end of the movie, and then she dies at the end. Nigga. Damn,
what's that, The Whale?
I watched that shit by myself, bro. Let me tell you, I walked to my PS, and I was quiet when because he died at the end, and I was quiet. I take out the disc, and I'm sitting there in my living room, and then just start bawling, crying.
Start wailing.
Bro, well, not wailing. Not wailing.
Yo, bite him, please?
No, that was a good little, you know, piggy bop for sure.
Piggy bop.
No, but dog, that's my...
Piggy bop.
But that's my my cry move.
Anyway. All right, real quick. Here's some 4th Avenue Jones for that ass.
Funky.
For you. Perfect. Throw that big old pot of hot grits again. Fast forward a little bit.
So this is what you were crying to? I think about you every day. You say I don't even call. For sure I love you, baby, stay. Oh, that's cool. But you don't know me at all. I'm going straight to 4th Avenue.
They need to come, but don't worry, they won't do it.
How'd you hear about this? You just went to Amiibo one day?
Cause I can't take this another day. One more, can I say? Make it okay. One more,
okay,
can
I like it.
Do? I said I'm sorry. One more, can I say? To make it okay. Cry my eyes out.
Now, on that Convicted album, there's a song, Don't Matter. It's a song called Once in a While.
Lonely. And
it's a song called, it's Mr. Lonely's on that album, but The Rain. And I remember riding the blue bus from Santa Monica back to Rimpow, like every day, like, and I'm listening to that in my headphones, on my iPod, of course.
Yeah.
On my iPod.
When you said The Rain, the one song that gets me is Chaos, The Rain. That's K-OS.
Oh, okay.
Song called
The Rain. You played that shit. That shit is fire.
That shit hits.
Yeah. Let's do Peep This and get out of here.
Michael about to cry. I'm going to play it for him.
I got my Peep This is from 4th of July. Mm-hmm. I took the day off. I relaxed, but then I went to go watch a movie, and it ended up being this movie called Past Lives. Mm-hmm. It's about...
Past Lives. Some Chineses.
Some Koreans.
Okay.
These two Korean kids.
A bunch of Chineses.
They grew up together, but like... They got separated at around age 12, and 12 years later they found each other. Then they, just lost connect, and then 12 years later again they found each other. It's a sweet movie. I liked it. It's not a oh my god the greatest movie ever, but it's a sweet movie. If you want to check it out, if you're feeling like it's a nice little couple movie, you can watch that with your queen. Yeah, I said queen. I don't know what you're talking about.
I watch that shit with my bitch. Hey, babe, you want to watch this shit with me real quick?
You see how you remix this shit just to get out of it?
Can't buy your Kit Kat and Reese's 2 for $3?
You want chili cheese on that?
What more can I say? I'm sorry.
So, that's mine. It's Past Lives. It's still in theaters. Yeah. It should be available digitally maybe in a couple
months. I like to call it Past Lives.
In a month.
Past Lives.
Oh, anyway, shit. Your peep this, Gary?
My peep this, I've been watching The Bear, so I haven't, I think we spoke about that last week, so
The Bears.
That's all I've been watching. Other than that, like, I've been listening to a lot of albums, so Doughboy's album was really, really good. I got this dude named Taney, he used to rap with Looney Tunes.
Teeny Tiny Taney?
Yeah. Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes. He's doing reggaeton.
So Looney Tunes.
So it's like a
reggaeton.
It's a reggaeton album, but it's like Taney is a producer, so it's just like a DJ Khaled. He's got like Bad Bunny, got Wisin and Yandel.
I thought you're talking Bugs Bunny.
Nah.
Looney Tunes.
I thought you're talking Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes.
Yeah. Tiny Toons Adventures. Yeah.
And then I got the homie Ozer, I don't even watch. I'll do it next week. Next week when we have more time, I'm going to play some music for you from this album. And maybe one of these days we give him a call and we have him on the call in.
The homie Ozer.
What's yours?
I got this new album with the homie Ozer dropping it next week. I'm just kidding. I don't watch anything. I've been watching The Mayans. Are you caught up on The Mayans? You guys watching The Mayans?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I got one. I got
you all caught up?
I got episode 8. That's
is there a new one?
Probably this one.
Yeah, I think the current one I have not seen. I'm up until the current episode.
Yeah, same.
So I've been watching that a lot. I've been trying to catch up on Barry because Barry's fire.
I didn't like this last season.
I agree.
What are you, a baby? Anything with NoHo Hank, I'm in for it. So I've been watching Barry, watch The Mayans, and then albums. I threw on, here's a couple.
Peso Pluma's album was pretty good. Mm. Yeah.
What'd you say about my Pluma?
Is that dude that has like the
yeah.
That song that's been.
Hey, yeah. Oh, yo, The Idol, too. I finished The Idol. That shit was. I liked it. I liked The Idol.
Hey,
you haven't watched
it? You like what you like? I've seen a couple.
I've
seen it.
I hate the fact that they said the acting is bad. I don't think the acting is bad. I don't like the fact that she's naked all the time. Look, me, I'm the type of dude that's going to fast. If I'm watching something.
Did it get canceled, though? Like,
no.
Nobody liked the shit.
No, it didn't get canceled. It was only. It was only.
I don't know. Well, the way the show went.
Tell you.
Tell me.
The show was supposed to be 6 episodes. But in Cannes, they showed 5 episodes. So this is why this show was picked up by HBO, because it was in Cannes. And so there was only 5 episodes, and they made a 6th one, but HBO decided not to do the 6th or release the 6th one and just do the original 5. So it wasn't canceled, and there could be a season 2. It's just everybody thought that was canceled because they didn't release that last episode.
2 episodes.
There isn't going to be a season 2.
Yeah, but I like the show. I know it triggers a lot of people.
I can see that for sure.
Camera?
Triggers?
Oh, okay.
Hard R?
Yeah.
It triggered. I think triggers people.
There you go.
Okay.
I could see the likability of it, but it just.
I like the music. I like the storyline.
Salute.
Like, yeah, bless you.
Sorry.
Jackson would say, wish you. That's how he said that.
Tell me you hated him without telling me you hate him. He said, I'm saying,
What you?
Take us out.
All right. I'm going to take us out. I'm going to kill everyone in here. This is just for shits and gigs. Toby, just do it.
Hey, yo, is that Mexican OT? That good dog. Got me.
What's that shit? Okay.
Just like Johnny Dang. Louis Vuitton umbrella when I walk through the rain. In the kitchen whipping chicken, kind of bread like Kane's. Good dog, got a mess, okay. Nigga like Johnny Dane.
Well, who is this?
Muddy water stick, carry my cane. Right pocket, got money, left pocket, cocaine. Bulletproof white Cadillac riding in the tank. I'm a dirty bag, baby, from dirty bag with a dirty
that
case.
That Mexican OT is his name.
Oh.
Song is called Johnny Dang. That is pretty fire. But you know what it is when we close. And I just felt like throwing that on before we close it out real quick. You know who I be. Product to my Leo.
Razzy in the building, definitely in the building.
Product to my right.
Big Mike all up on the mic.
And you should see it.
So next week, I'm going to play songs off the Gritty Scheme, Sins of a Masterpiece. That's the homies shit. Yeah, and I'm also...
Why you never play my songs?
And I'm going to also...
And I'm also going to play the entire Hollywood Sign.
Going to play one of these days, the homegirl Daisy Lynn. She has a new song called Iconico. Why?
I'm playing Hollywood Signs next week.
Your shit's not even mixed or mastered.
I mastered it.
You didn't do shit to
it. No, I am the master of my craft.
You know, we're going to stop recording right here.
You know what I mean? Hold on. I'm playing Hollywood Signs. Hold on. Don't cut it.